drop me off. You can leave me there alone. When I'm a money in my pocket. a prison. And when my mama died, I just didn't care about living. And I drank myself blind, just trying to find a good reason.
Child, I said, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Beep, 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 beep. One more time, I said, beep, 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 beep. Sit around drinking with the rest of the guys, six rounds bought and I bought five. I spent half the groceries, all the rent, like $14, having 27 cents. I said, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Beep, 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 beep. One more time, I said, beep, 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 beep. Roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar sweet and so is maple syrup. I was a seventh of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol. I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, won't you weep for me? Beep, 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 beep. Ba, 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 ba.
This is an old Buck Owens song called Made in Japan.
Well, my transistor radio comes from far away. And when it's night over there, over here it's a breaking day. And I remember as she and I walked through the sand, me and that girl who was made in Japan. Well, she was sweeter than the sweetest blossom on the sweetest tree, and as tender as an evening by a mountain stream. Remember that day I took her by the hand, me and that girl who was made in Japan. Night over here, over there, it's breaking day. And I remember that night we spent on Tokyo Bay, with the birds making us wake at break of day. Well, I remember when she said she was promised to another man. That's when I fell in love with that girl made in Japan. Well, my transistor radio comes from far away. When it's night over here, over there, it's breaking day. And I remember she said she was promised to another man. That's when I fell in love with a girl made in Japan. That's when I fell in love with a girl made in Japan.
Right.
And Fontaine here on Route 78 West. A little live recording, a little something there, doing a Buck Owens cover. In fact, then we had a Buck Owens track before that. And why don't you go ahead and run down that last set that we had, Jeff?
Yeah, we kicked her off starting out with Winnemucca, which is a great song off the new release, Winner's Casino, and backwards. And then Hank Williams III did Whiskey and Lemon, which is a nice one off his recent release. And we had to play a little Buck there, just hell of it. And that was Dang. That's actually a Roger Miller song.
Great
it's
one.
Kind of a fun version from him. And then Willie did this kind of a one-off song of basically Made in Japan, and it's a great one. It's on that little live release, which you can pick up if you come to the shows.
And as long as we're nodding over to Willie here, let's go ahead and introduce him. Man, this is Willie Vlotten joining us in the studio today, who's a singer and songwriter from the band Richmond Fontaine, and we're very pleased to have him down the studio. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. It's just a treat down here. We played you a lot on our show. We get a lot of calls from people who are enjoying your band and want to run out and get your record. We'll just ask you a few questions about sort of the history of the band. You're from Portland.
Well, the band's based out of Portland. I'm from Reno, Nevada, okay. And I moved out to Portland to get in a band. Reno's a hard town to get in a band, and so the first three records or so are a lot about Reno and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. People are always wondering why I write about Nevada so much when I live in Portland. So that's that.
You got a little Nevada in the blood, and you've got quite a few nods to Nevada on the new album.
I can't help it. Yeah,
it's just a.
Well, I go back there a lot. I hide out and is one of the places I go in Reno. I tend to rent motels and play it like in Reno, and I'll stay for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you stayed a couple of weeks, Jeff was telling me that you do a little bit of writing. I mean, I know you write some great songs, and there's always really an interesting sort of narrative thread through all of your songs, and they seem very character-driven. And so I've been told that you're actually a fiction writer. Is that true?
Yeah, I've written a... like three novels, a bunch of short stories, and they kind of come together. Like when I'm writing, say, a short story, then I'll get frustrated, or I'll write this version of it first, or when I'm writing a short story, I'll write the song. And mm-hmm. the stories will end up different, like the short story and the song, maybe the ending's different, but it's the same characters, you know.
So do your songs, when you're singing your songs, are you writing from different narrative voices? Do you sort of sing your songs from different points of views?
Sometimes, you know, I might write a song and then the character doesn't say all I want him to say, and I can't figure out how to do it in a song that anyone would want to hear, you know. Most of the songs everybody hates, like the guys in my band hate those, like, 8 verses kind of songs, and I try to cut them down. So then I just write fiction or folk songs. I'll write a bunch of folk songs and not bring them to the band because, mm-hmm. you know, it's bores them to death.
You know, Willie's talking about the band. Richmond Fontaine is a band. Sometimes you see it billed as R. Fontaine, and you think it's just this one guy. Rest of the band's down in Denver today listening in, and Dave Harding is a great bass player.
He's been one of the best.
He's been with Willie since the beginning, and great drummer there, Sean Oldham. He plays a lot of jazz riffs, and it's kind of nice because you get the standard kind of interesting experience from seeing him play as opposed to 4-4-4 on the floor. And I don't know, the other band member is probably the best pedal steel player playing today, and that's Paul Brainerd. And all I can say is if you have any kind of love of pedal steel, get out and see this band.
Right. They are going to be playing tonight down at the Lion's Lair. And, in fact, Willie's going to be playing for us some songs right here on the air. But before we hop into that, I guess I do have to ask, where does the name Richmond Fontaine come from? Just clear it up. There's no one in the band named Richmond Fontaine.
No, it was Dave met a guy named Richmond Fontaine in Mexico. Dave used to be in Mexico, and he met this kind of like expatriate kind of guy, like a drug-addled kind of guy that had a bunch of drugs down there, and Dave ended up hanging out with him.
Dave.
And so anyway, it's a crazy story, which probably would get you guys fined.
Probably can't talk about it.
No, but all that happened is he disappeared when, like, they were supposed to hang out, and he never showed up, and he never saw him again. And so Dave told us the story, and we were like, wow.
Have you all heard from Richmond Fontaine?
No, I mean, it was like one of those things that I heard. It was just they were partying together for a couple days or whatever.
It's almost like a legendary like Paul Bunyan figure then. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Full character.
Yeah, I'm sure he's all right.
Well, cool. Well, would you like to play some songs? I'd love to hear hear what you got for us.
Well, this is another song about Winnemucca, kind of, about a road trip I took down to Reno and stopped in Winnemucca. Well, past the house lines and apartment buildings, casino lights, Winnemucca now 13 miles out of sight, and don't stop unless you have to, and keep the line straight down. Give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, and give me it's not so crippled and clouded by you. I disappear into the well, the calmness of your voice as we near the industrial line. We're only 20 miles out. Can't wait to get back to the safe line where the bright lights never flicker, they just blind. Give me Boilermakers, and give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, and give me time. It's not so crippled and clouded by you. Insurance policy or license guard me, it doesn't even matter now, cause we're inside the city lines, and soon I'll disappear into the the calmness of your voice and be held in your pale white hands. Soon the dim lights will grow bright and drown me in the. Give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, give me time. It's not so crippled and clouded by you.
Willie Vlotten there from Richmond Fontaine. Fantastic. What year is that that song from?
Oh, gosh. I think 98.
98, fantastic.
7, 8, somewhere around there.
It's Miles great. From. That's
Miles
a,
From,
That's
yeah.
a great record there. That's actually, it's nice hearing that acoustic because I've only ever heard that as a rock and electric song.
It's, yeah, and it does. It definitely
translates.
Has a different vibe.
Oh, yeah. thank you.
Well, so again, let's go ahead. And in case anyone was just tuning in and wondering who this is Willie Vlotten from Richmond Fontaine here today on Route 78 West. And he's going to be playing at the Lion's Lair tonight. That's down in Denver off of Colfax. And it's definitely a band worth going and checking out live. I've had the opportunity to see you a couple of times. I know, Jeff, you've been following this band for a long time. And I guess you guys have quite a throng of devotees in the kind of the Denver area. It seems like you guys have a lot of a lot of clout on the bar scene down here.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes we do, and then sometimes, you know, we don't. So
well,
let's
get them out there tonight.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, there's another show coming up, too. Well, it's kind of cool. It seems like you're doing a little bit of a tour. You know, it's the Flatlander show at Boulder Theater Tuesday night for the folks up in Boulder. Chance to see him in a nice big venue, and that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah, we're real excited about that. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, especially, is one of my biggest heroes, and so it'll be really, really nice to
see
him.
Well, fantastic. You want to play another song, I guess?
Yeah,
we're just thinking Hope and Repair, maybe, or something?
Yeah, sure.
I like that a lot. This one's for Richard Brazier. He's actually a friend of mine out in London, and he asked me to play this on the Internet.
All right. I moved back there, got a series of jobs in restaurants and warehouses, and I got a job as a delivery driver, and my route, well, it took me. Well, I met her while she was in the kitchen watching TV and drinking beer. Well, my friends, well, they say that a prostitute has no heart. Instead, she's run by money and ease. Oh, but to me, it's a lost and spinning world, full of unquestionable brutality. And from the north blows uncertainty, and from the west blows more shit, hope and care. She would call me from an outside phone, and we'd meet on her days off. Then she left that place carrying only, leaving only with a bag of clothes. And she came live it with me in my apartment. In my apartment, it's covered, surrounded by an ocean of buildings and stores. But still, there's hardly anyone or anyone that I know. But she and I, we'd sit in the bathtub, watch TV, and drink beer. And from the north blows uncertainty, and from the east blows a complete despair. And from the south will blows alcohol, and from the west blows hope and repair. And months went on,
She barely left my place. Mostly we just lived off our savings. Then I came home one night to everything. Everything we had was broken and ruined. And all her things were gone. And everything I owned was in a pile, covered in gasoline. And the sheets on the bed were covered in blood. All the sheets were covered in blood. Oh, to me, it's a lost and spinning world, full of unquestionable brutality. And from the east blows uncertainty, and from the north blows complete despair. From the south blows alcohol, and from the west blows hope and repair.
All right, Willie, that's nice, sir. Just gotta.
I screwed that up. I apologize.
That's okay. That's kind of one you don't play that much. I know. I kind of was asking.
Let me tell you a secret I learned from my good friend Pee Wee Herman. I meant to do that. No, never acknowledge any mistakes, man. It sounded great to me. Really enjoyed that.
You know, some of us here, we listen to the words there and listening to this stuff. You're a pretty good observer of humans. Like, it seems like you actually pick out a lot of nuances about how people operate. And you probably don't know, where do you see this stuff? Just everywhere you go when you travel on the road? Or
I guess when I listen to songs as a fan, I always, if I see the details or I listen and I see a detail in a song, then I really believe it. And so I've always looked at that to do that myself. When I am writing a song, I try to put the details in so you can get there maybe a little better, or you can picture it for yourself. So
now,
yeah.
A lot of the characters are dark and sort of down, and actually
and very vividly described.
I'm just kind of afraid to meet you at first from listening to some of these things. It's interesting because you're a pretty nice guy, so it's hard to figure some of the stuff you see. Is that like just from people you know, like friends, or where are you getting some?
It depends. You know, a lot of my songs are from my friends I grew up with. They live pretty hard lives. I got a darker side to me, and I think for when I was younger, I was always trying to get as dark as I could so I wouldn't be so scared of the darkest, dark things. And I get haunted by stuff that worries me a lot, and so I try to face it by writing about it. And so they tend to be really dark, and it scared me when I first started doing it, but it tends to help me out. And the world's dark place. I apologize.
You know, Willie, one of the things that's interesting to me is there's an audience for almost everything, and there's probably a lot of folks out there that do have, you know, their life isn't quite as working the way they want it to. You know, not everybody has, you know, a house, two cars, two kids, and a dog and a cat.
I think it's 2.5 kids is the
average.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like you give some people something else to listen to. You know, I want to make a point here, actually, show the band itself has got a lot of power, and it's one of the things that I think you guys play as a unit all the way. It's like, you know, if all your words, all your songs, they really fit as a four-piece band, and we got a treat here. This is an instrumental. Just give a side to Richmond Fontaine. He's coming from the show last night up in Fort Collins. A brand new song called "The Alibi." You want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, the Alibi is a tiki lounge in Portland, Oregon, and it's a place where our pedal steel player Paul hangs out a lot. And it's just a fun song that we like. We write a lot of instrumentals that never see the light of day, and this is one that we've been playing right now.
Man, I want to get a record of these. All right, here it is, "The Alibi."
I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck roll, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby, road truck roll me on home. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road, when I've saved enough money, gonna buy me a place back home and live a little, just me and my kids and my honey. Mama said little Danny's not doing too good in school. Said he keeps talking about his dad that he hardly knows. Teacher said he just sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. Well, I'm not home 3 months out of the year. And here lately it's showing on me too. I saw a lot of country at first and I liked it then. But anymore there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. I've had rain most of the way and now it's beginning to pour. It sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing a little more. I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby, road truck roll me on home. Road truck roll me on
you've done.
Yeah, that's kind of fun for me. I got some stuff that goes way back in the time machine. That's actually Don Williams' first band, the Pozo Zico Singers, and that was actually a little bit of an AM radio hit back in 1965.
You know me, Jeff. Sometimes I say you can keep some of those in the Wayback Machine. This is Route 78 West. We're here with Uncle Jeff and Loki, and we usually explore all different styles of things that could be filed under the country banner. And I myself didn't grow up with country music, and have since come around to discover there's lots of great genres of honky-tonk and trucker music and spaghetti westerns and all these great little styles. And then from time to time, Jeff will pull something out that just kind of stumps me. That might have been one of them. But we don't need to get into our usual bickering, because we've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Willie Vlotten from the great band Richmond Fontaine in this tonight. They're going to be playing at the Lion's Lair tonight. And as long as we're talking about different styles of country music, I really enjoy the songs that you write. And I'm wondering, what's your background, Willie? Did you grow up listening to a lot of country music?
Well, as far as when I was a kid, my mom only had like 3 records, and they were all Willie Nelson. But my brother moved to Los Angeles when I was 13 or so, and he got really into the kind of cowpunk scene down there, and he'd send them back like X and Blasters and Green on Red and Long Riders, Rank and File, Los Lobos, and Dwight Yoakam was around back there later. But and so I fell in love with that stuff to the nth degree, mm-hmm. and I've been trying to play it ever since.
Are you comfortable with the title of cowpunk or alternative country? Or I mean, if you had to slap a label on your band, and you probably wouldn't want to, but do you feel about those
I like
titles?
Country punk, you know.
Country punk?
Because I like punk. I always liked punk rockers. I just was never that pissed off, I guess.
You just were mad.
I was more into like the drinking beer and feeling
you're,
sorry.
You're more dark and brooding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I love the punk rock. I like the that whole scene.
Willie, when you guys are traveling, you know, touring, do you guys look around the record stores? Are you still, is anybody in the band, all you guys like old stuff and kind of dig around? Or
yeah, Paul especially is always searching for old steel records. Mm-hmm. And Dave's got the best music collection. And if we have the money, sure. But Dave's a man to, if you ever want to know about music, yeah, Dave, you just ask Dave.
Dave even likes Bob Dylan, Loki. What do you think about that?
Oh, there you have it. Well, you know, you're good friends with Jeff. You've been up to the
oh, yeah.
the cave. Jeff lives
the
up in the mountains
yeah.
in a cave
yeah.
up there, and you've probably seen he has a lot of 78 RPM records. Do you collect that kind of stuff at all? Do you listen to the old honky-tonk stuff
no,
from the 40s
you know,
at all?
No, I don't. I'm bad that way. I'm like, I like fiction. I only read like modern mm-hmm. fiction. I'm bad. Like from, so no, I'm not a historian by any means, but I listen to a ton of records. Most of the records in the last few years I've gotten are from Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave will make me copies, and so I get a lot of my music that way. And then I still follow all the bands that I like. I'm kind of loyal to the people I've grown up listening to.
Who are you loyal to right now, or who are you following that has good records out right now, if you want to give some shouts out?
Oh, well, you know, I'm Tom Waits has saved my life many times.
We all
and
know.
He's saving my life right now, going Great. Through a phase with him, and I owe him a lot. But I'm a huge fan of Dave Alvin. I think he's a great songwriter. And, I mean, X, I've been on a huge X kick. I go back to the old records. Like, I'm listening to the first few X records, and they kind of are saving me, too.
Very cool.
Well, you got a. There's an interesting thing here. Is I heard this one last night, and we're going to play this track called "Don't Go Back There," and it's got a little bit of an R&B feel. It's kind of interesting because you're merging some of the country stuff, R&B, rock. Is that just that's the way it came out, or is there?
I think we were. I tend to bring songs in, and they're either like punk rocky or just totally folk, and then the band kind of fixes them up a little bit. And this is under the folk category. I think those guys get a little tired of me. So
well, before right. we hop into this song, while we go into it, you've got a show tonight at the Lion's Lair. I think we ought to try and maybe give away a pair of tickets or something before
oh, yeah.
we go into this next song. Since we're talking about influence, is there any kind of weird, obscure music dork question you could ask a listener to try and answer in exchange for some tickets to tonight's performance?
Yeah, we're going to play a song later on, I think, by Green on Red.
Yeah.
Oh, should we wait till we do that, or do you want
to? It doesn't matter.
Let's ask it now. They can start their internet search.
They got a guitar player in that band. That's coming through town, I think, here, or just came through town. And he's got a new record out on High Tone Records. And so if you can get his name, you can get tickets.
Okay, you can see Richmond Fontaine tonight at the Lion's Lair in Denver. Call 492-1190 if you know the answer to that. In the meanwhile, let's
Don't
hop into this song.
Don't go back there.
Thank you.
back there. It always ends up killing you, or at least breaking you. And I swear I can get the money the JP has owed me, and you know I'll get it to you tonight. I'd go with you if I could. No, I can't. Just gotta tell me that you'll at least try.
Thank you.
Smoking. That's some raucous music here on Route 78 West.
Green on Red, Keep on Moving. That's a great one. Come from 1985 or 86, back in the 15, 16 years ago kind of category.
And you know, it inspired a winner. Someone called up and won some tickets to check out Richmond Fontaine tonight down at the Lion's Lair. So congratulations to Danny, who correctly identified the trivia question.
Which was, who was the guitarist in Green on Red, and who was it?
Chuck Prophet.
All right, everybody should know that.
That's a great lead on that song, too, he does.
Yeah, it's a great one. Actually, that's always reminded me a little of the Stones. It's got a great build, too. It reminds me of stuff you guys do, too.
Yeah, we still got Willie in the studio from Richmond Fontaine hanging out with us. We're playing lots of styles of music that can all be lumped under the country category, and they're going to be heading down to the Lion's Lair tonight, but I don't know if we're going to have Willie do some more live tracks or introduce some more recordings.
We're going to have a live track here. We got a request from another pal in the studio, Kelly. He's asking for Out of State, and that's a great one. That's one that we get requests for here at the station. So take it away, Willie. Let's see what you do with that.
Shut the curtains, put a blanket over them. We don't need to see that today. I'll come back here, I swear it's clear and safe. No one knows where we are. We could stay like this. Stay like this for days, at least for a while. You know we are out of state. TV's on low, but all the stations, they're closed, and there's a blue glare across your face. I'll come back here, I swear it'll be okay. You don't have to look out the window, 'cause no one knows where we are. We could stay like this for days, at least for a while. You know we are out of state. We are out of that state.
That's one I like a lot. I was on vacation, and that one kind of sticks in my head. It's like it's one of these songs that whenever you get away from what you know, you kind of, yeah, I like that. That's not an interview question.
No, it's a kudos, a compliment. But, you know, if you're listening right now and enjoying what you're hearing, you can find out more about this band by going to www.richmondfontaine.com, and you can order the new disc, Winnemucca, through them, and you can also find that song on the new disc.
Out of State, yeah.
Out of State. It's great stuff. You know, we just got an email request. Someone wrote in and said they were really enjoying the live set, Willie. So,
thanks a lot.
John gives you some props. And he also had a request. Should we go ahead and hop into some music from another band doing country sound and thing? A little band out of Austin, Texas.
Yeah, this is the Gourds. It's actually pretty interesting. We're going to play LGO. And these guys kind of mix some of the klezmer stuff, country, and sort of a little bit of whack with it. But it's definitely a cool song here, LGO.
Okay, do stay tuned, because we're going to have more on Richmond Fontaine and some more words with Willie Vlotten right here on Radio 1190.
Keep trying to put me.
Is the Darhi drone, and that is a drone. That's got the Hungarian, some of the references and things he's been using over the years, but that's a pretty powerful song on the new record. And, you know, Jason Munley, he's opening up for Richmond Fontaine tonight down at the Lion's Lair, so it'll be a really fun show.
Well, what a good tie-in.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have him play with us. I mean, I've always enjoyed it.
You've played with Munley before, is that right, Willie?
Yeah, two other times, both times in Boulder, and I've had a good time. And he used to play with some guys in one of the greatest bands, I think, out today, is a band called Grand Champagne out of Austin, Texas, who to me are like probably the greatest working band right now.
No kidding. And Munley used to play with them.
Yeah, it's actually, he wears
Munley a lot of different hats.
I saw these guys actually a long time ago, 1995. Their first time was, I think, in Nick's in Boulder up on the hill, gone now, some other kind of club. But it was kind of fun because Munley had a lot of guts. He was picking on the frat boys, and I was kind of like, God, if I look, you know, as Munley, I wouldn't be doing that. He was a... He's a character, and he's been around in the music scene for a long time. No one has ever figured him out. He's sort of our Boulder Will Oldham.
Yeah, yeah, he's an enigma, to be sure. But, you know, I am looking at the clock here, and we do have some traditions that we do have to honor, some time-honored traditions here on Route 78 West. First, I need to let you know that this is officially KVCU Boulder. You can just call us Radio 1190 for short. And also, it is time for this week's Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western pick. What do you got for us this week, Jeff?
Oh, I wanted to make this one as short and sweet as possible, but, you know, we like doing this stuff, and I'm always trolling for something interesting, and got one today that I'd never come across, and I haven't seen this film. It's only in Italian, but one track really stood out. It's coming from 1978, so it's kind of like a genre piece that's recreating some of these early 60s kind of style. And Ennio Morricone, again, he's the one most famous for doing all the spaghetti western soundtracks, but there are a lot of other people in Italy working, and these guys here, Franco Bisio, Fabio Frizzi, and Vince Tempera, put together a couple things for a movie called Cella di Argento, and they only have titles of the working things, like M34 is what we're going to hear. So here's a minute dose of a spaghetti western. This is our little compact version today. Stick around. We're going to have Richmond Fontaine playing, Willie playing some more.